This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 21st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have everything to know about Nintendo Live. Oh, I'm sorry, Nintendo Direct. Some Xbox news, and also come from Microsoft stuff as well. But today we begin with Twitch. And this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and they are saying that there are some classifications coming to mature content, but there are some labels that have been made. And that would be, one, mature rated games, two, sexual themes, three, drugs, intoxication, or excessive tobacco use, four, violent and graphic depictions, five, significant profanity or vulgarity, and six, gambling. Now, Twitch, we know, is a very massive platform. So how hard would it be for them to implement this type of change? Well, there has been some things that did lead to false positives or user confusion and some controversial application that goes to security and marketing measures, but we'll see how this goes. Some people will more or less like it, and some people may not like it at all. We'll keep our eyes open. Now we go to Engadget.com, and they are saying that Microsoft could be raising the Xbox prices for Series X and S, and Game Pass prices in quite a few countries. So, mainly it's Xbox Series X. So if you are looking to pick up an Xbox Series X, you should do it by the end of July, unless you're in the US, Japan, Chile, Brazil, or Colombia. Because August 1st, prices will go up. It'll be $650 in Canada, £480 in the UK, 550 euros in most of the European countries, and 800 Australian dollars. These prices may be in line with the PlayStation 5 prices changings that Sony made there last year. So here's what Xbox's communications chief, Cary Perez, did tell The Verge. Quote, "We've held our prices for consoles for many years and have adjusted the prices to reflect the competitive conditions in each market. These Game Pass price adjustments are not related to Activision Blizzard deal and are intended to match local market conditions. Now Xbox Series S will be in all markets for $250 or whatever the local equivalent will be. And Microsoft will be introducing the black model 1 terabyte of storage for $349. But Game Pass will be going up. So Game Pass will very soon cost $11 per month, and that is an increase of $1. Now, Game Pass Ultimate will go from $15 per month to $17 per month. Now, the price of the PC Game Pass, which did double 3 years ago from $5 to $10, will not be changing. Now, Game Pass will not be going up in Norway, Chile, Denmark, Switzerland, or Saudi Arabia. The price changes will take effect for all the new Xbox members on July the 6th. However, existing subscribers will not get that price hike until August 13th, September 13th in Germany. But if you have an Access Game Pass code, the annual code that is, that price will not go up until you renew Game Pass, your Game Pass subscription. So, that is that for a lot of the Game Pass stuff. But one of the prices that will not be going up is actually going down for all you World of Warcraft players. According to .esports.com, some of the most expensive cosmetics, some of those prices went down and big time. So what did go down? Well, you'll be able to find some 4-shop transmogs, which is also one back cosmetic piece. Well, 4-shop transmogs, one cosmetic piece for your back, any unique toy, words are hard, for just $41. Very interesting. That bundle is 60% off, which would include the Fire Plum Regalia, Celestial Observer's Ensemble, Sprite Daughter's Wing, and Waveborn Diplomat's Regalia, as well as the Transformer Beacon Toy and Baby Murloc's Satch Shells Backpack. Typically, they would be about $20 each, if not more than that. And usually these items are not on sale, but now they are. So yeah, if you're playing World of Warcraft, it's time to go get that stuff. Pretty good sale. Now we go back to Xbox. Hey, we talked about money. Look at money in one place. But according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, one of the Xbox executives did talk about putting PlayStation out of business. Well, that's what the lawsuit does claim. See, there's a lawsuit that's filed by the group of gamers against the Microsoft Activision deal. And what they are saying within this is the Xbox executive Matt Booty did send an email where he did talk about, or alleged to talk about, putting PlayStation out of business. The email is included in the legal filing, but that has been redacted to the public. So here's what Steven Titolio did say on Twitter. Quote, new, lawyers in the gamer antitrust suit against the Microsoft Activision deal has been arguing over Exhibit K. Why? Because it supposedly shows an Xbox executive saying that the plan around buying Activision is to put PlayStation out of business. So basically what they're showing is, quote, the court has also failed to consider uncontroverted evidence that Microsoft had the intention to put its main competition, the Sony PlayStation, out of the market, and that this merger is part of that strategy. In an internal email, Microsoft head of Xbox Game Studios stated that the following of Microsoft's chief financial officer of Xbox, and that goes to the redacted statement. So, you know that fight's still going on, and you know the FTC is really taking a look at it. Now we get to some good stuff, because Nintendo Direct did happen today. And here's everything that you need to know for all you Nintendo players. Enjoy your Switch, because here's what's coming for you. And we're going to go in order of what Eurogamer.net has, game-wise. There's something else that happened after, or during the show, but we'll get to it later. First off, Nintendo did show off Pokemon and Scarlet, or Pokemon Scarlet and Violet DLC that will be heading to Switch sometime this year. So there is that. They also said that Sonic Superstars, which is a new 2D side-scroller, will be heading to Nintendo Switch. And it also gave some looks to all of the characters that you could use. So if you like Sonic on your Switch, there you go. A free-to-play life simulator called Palia will be coming to Switch this winter. Free-to-play on the PlayStation. I got one. I don't have a Switch, but it's coming to Switch. And of course, we know that Persona 5 Tactica will be coming to Switch as well. That was shown in Xbox Showcase. So we know that it also is coming to... I'm stuck on PlayStation. No, Nintendo Switch. So is Mythforce, and that'll be done later this year because it's got a kid cartoon vibe. But yeah, Splatfest did come. So yeah, have fun. A Batoria Last Haven story trailer. So that's going to be coming a little bit later. Oh, and here comes Detective Pikachu, because Detective Pikachu returns the 6th of October. And of course, there has to be a remake. Super Mario RPG did have a trailer with Mallow and Geno, and it'll be in HD. The Batman Arkham Trilogy is also coming to Switch. But you can also play Asylum, City and Night on the autumn of this year. Gloomhaven, a card-based RPG, will be released on the 18th of September. Just Dance 2024, October 24th. Go for it. Silent Hope, another action RPG, and you'll be having some fun with the cartoon style, and that'll be coming on October the 3rd. Fae Farm will come on the 8th of September. Hot Wheels Unleashed 2 Super Turbocharged will come on the 19th of October. And Nomadic Mechanics will be out on the 13th of July. That would include the Nomadic Mechanics. So now there's going to be a DLC for Ubisoft's Mario & Rabbids Sparks of Hope that is now available. And it's called The Last Spark Hunter. And there's also a demo out for the new game, or for the main game. Dun 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 dun. Oh yeah, it's Dragon Quest Monsters, The Dark Prince, and now be coming out the 1st of December. I wonder if it's going to be on other platforms. Probably not. Oh, I know what won't be. Pikmin 4. One of the cool things is they got a no glow Pikmin. So if you go out at night, there you go. Get glow Pikmin. They can be very helpful. But some of the monsters will be very disruptive. What could also be disrupting your gameplay is Metal Gear Solid, the Master Collection Volume 1. Well, it's not just going to be Volume 1. Volume 1 through 3. So 1, 2, and 3. All on Nintendo Switch. Vampire Survivors will be coming to Switch on the 7th of August. Headbangers Rhythm Royal will be coming on October 31st. Penny's Big Breakaway, which is a new 3D platformer from the Sonic Mania team, and that'll be out early next year. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. They have a new course, Squeaky Clean Sprint, along with Kamek as a new racer. Star Ocean. Well, this one's also brought to us from PlayStationLifestyle.net. But Star Ocean, the second story R, will arrive on Switch on the 2nd of November. But if you have a PlayStation 4 or 5, it'll be coming out on November the 2nd. So it would all come out November the 2nd. And we'll all be in 2D glory. Interesting. WarioWare! Uh-oh. That evil bastard, WarioWare, move it, will be coming out on November the 3rd. Be careful. Speaking of Mario, Super Mario Bros. Wonder is a new game, and you can play as Princess Peach, Princess Daisy, Yoshi, Mario, Luigi, and Toad. There'll be more details very soon about the game, so just keep an eye on the Nintendo YouTube. So will we. But that'll be coming out on the 20th of October. But there were more things. There's one more thing to talk about here. And that comes to us from TheVerge.com. And within that announcement, right before they announced a new Mario game, Nintendo Live will be coming in Seattle this September. So their website, Nintendo's website, does have all the information that you need if you want to pre-order what you need in order to go. So here's what they said via Doug Bowser in a statement. Quote, fans of all ages can currently experience the unique games, characters, and worlds of Nintendo on Nintendo Switch, but we want to expand that scope with a new experience. With Nintendo Live 2023, we're giving attendees a chance to celebrate together with family, friends, and the broader Nintendo community in the spirit of fun and creating long-lasting memories. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that in the weekly show. But tomorrow, there will be more gaming news, guaranteed. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Could be the last day for Diablo for me. Maybe. Go play some games, people.